Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's I think I'm gonna Powerball night.
That's what it is.
I think I'm gonna buy into the Dave. You know, I think that's gonna be my alter ego name.
I'm here for it.
Not Dave.
I am here for it.
No little, no D, but just Dave.
Mm. Just the, I'm sorry. Sorry, I thought I know I've been trying to get these headphones squared away for the last 20 minutes.
Dude, I can't.
No avail.
I can't do the. We're off for 3 days and then beyond because there's so many topics that happen on a day-to-day that I'm like, I want to go on the radio and blab about it with you and our producer and the Tolos and the Fatties, and I have to just sit at home and not be able to give my take. And then it's sour by the time it hits the day that we're on the radio, man.
Not if it's a good enough take, though.
Oh, I mean, correct.
I mean, a good take doesn't...
I'm just saying the ones that are time
sensitive. It only gets better.
Some of them that are time sensitive, you know, trying to predict the next game or talking about something.
I mean,
I've
been giving my Cooper Flagg take across anybody that'll listen.
Well, that one's not really time sensitive considering the Mavs aren't playing basketball.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. But it's what I'm saying. Like, I will, it's a great take as far as I'm concerned. So I will let anybody that has anything to say about the Mavericks, I'm going to let them know. Hey.
I think that came out wrong when I was saying my name. Because someone put some question marks.
Yeah, no, you did. I mean, it was kind of all over the place. I mean, something about a little D, and I don't know. I mean, I just, like I said, I've been trying to sort out my headphones here for 20 minutes, so I'm doing that while listening to you talk about
little
D. I was
saying, like, some people call me little Dave, so I was saying no little, just Dave.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, my full name being with a D at the end.
But I feel like you've always been Blake, though. No, did anybody ever call you Dave?
I have a friend that calls me Dave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dave or David?
Dave.
Dave. Okay.
And
that's what I mean, that's my nickname for you is Dave.
Yeah.
You don't strike me as a David. But a Dave?
Yeah. Dave is always ready, and I'm ready to hang out with you guys. I appreciate you guys taking out of whatever you're doing on your Thursday. You've decided.
We're up against it, man.
We are. We've got
a lot of sports going on.
Playoff hockey with your Dallas Stars who are playing in Edmonton in about 30 or so minutes.
Yeah.
You've got the.
I think we're down to 20.
Down to 20?
Yeah.
We've got Pacers-Knicks with the Pacers with a chance to clinch the series and move on to the NBA Finals to meet the Oklahoma City Thunder. Mm-hmm. We don't have Rangers baseball.
No.
Which is a good thing for all of us right now, but they need a little bit of a break.
It's good for the offense anyway. I mean, they'll probably get as many hits tonight as they did last night, so I mean, that kind of seems to be the way it is right now.
Is there any other sport I'm missing that's major that's going on?
I'm sure there is. There any WNBA going on tonight? I mean, I know our girl, Paige Beckers, first woman in WNBA history to score, 60 points and have 30 rebounds in the first five games? So
wings
shout out to... our girl PB making it do what it do.
Wings are in action. They just tipped off against the Sky.
Wings are like Amazon Prime.
See, I mean, we're your WNBA.
Can you put that on our little screen? I want to see Angel Reese versus Paige.
Yeah, let me go get my dad's Prime account. You know, log in.
No. Okay. We'll help you. You don't need to. Yeah, for sure. We'll help you in the next break.
I don't know. I don't even know what you guys are saying. So I'm sure it sounds great.
I was just telling him to pull the game up. He said he didn't have Prime, and I was just saying. That's not a problem.
Oh, you youngsters.
He's look at him. He's on Prime. He's on Prime.com.
Why does WNBA play on Prime?
I'm guessing based on Dylan's comments that this game is on Prime.
I did not know that. Who's today years old?
There you go. Looks like we're already logged in.
Look at that. We're already logged in and
look at
the game. Boom.
Yeah, boom. Dylan.
Let's go. Just when I.
4-0 Chicago. Dadgummit. Already.
Paige Beckers will win this game for the.
Has Dallas won yet?
Ooh, that's a great question.
877-881-1053. I can't hear you, so just tell me.
One and four.
One and four.
Tuesday.
Look, boys, it's not about how you start, it's how you finish. remember that.
He's telling you a lot of information, but you have not gotten your headphones.
I mean, I think I've said like 10 different times so far in the first 5 minutes that I don't even have my headphones in yet, so it is what it is. They'll get there. They'll get there. It's been a busy last few days. A lot going on.
A lot has been going on in the sports world. We've seen players do things they're not supposed to do off the field. We've seen agendas getting pushed. This is a great time of the year, though. This is a fun time.
I didn't realize pink cocaine was still a thing. Oh, they're still doing that?
What do you mean still? I didn't know that was a thing even back in the day.
Yeah, no, it came out like a year or two ago.
Well, what do you mean still doing that? You make it sound like it was done in the 90s. You were just talking about a year ago?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I thought it was like a faddish thing, but no, apparently it's still going on. I mean, our boy Stephon Diggs is out there.
I mean, 1 year isn't really that much runtime.
I don't know. I've been out of the drug game for some time, but, yeah. You know. Yeah. Like I said, I remember reading about it a year or two ago.
First segment we're hopping into.
But I didn't know that it was still a thing. Apparently Stephon Diggs does. If you're the Patriots, I mean, you're just like, what are we doing?
If you're Stephon Diggs, you're so stupid.
You're an idiot.
Like,
but you knew that. You knew with Stephon Diggs. Like, that's what this guy does.
If anybody should not be wanting that stuff to get out, it should be him. No player should want it, but especially if you're Stephon Diggs with everything that has gone on in you with the past, with the team taking a chance on you, with your production on the field dropping, a very blue blood, blue collar franchise organization and the Patriots picks you up with a new coach and Mike Vrabel.
And gave you $60-some-odd million.
You would think, hey, I'm going to be on my best behavior. And do I think, not to go on a small tangent, but do I think that Stephon Diggs is the only player in the NFL that's doing what he did? No, I don't. I think there's plenty of football players, athletes in general, that hang out with girls on boats and have stuff that they shouldn't have on the boat with them. But Stephon Diggs is the only one stupid enough to see the camera 2 feet away flash the pink substance that y'all all know that we're talking about. And I guess not have a problem that people have cameras on there. I think when you're Stephon Diggs, you got to set the... If I'm going to be on this boat while my team's at OTAs, there ain't going to be no cameras, or I'm not going to be on the boat. I'm not going to do both. I'm not going to be on the boat.
Based on the company that was around him, I don't think he was too concerned about it. But hey, that's the leader. That's the guy that's going to turn around your receiver room.
Yeah, and they got nobody else over there.
And Mike Vrabel sitting there thinking to himself, like, man, is this what...
He's already came out with some comments.
Oh, he already did. Yeah, he came out a couple days ago and was like, you know, we've already talked to Stephon about it. And
not a good look.
So anyway, tell you what, George Pickens doesn't feel so bad. I mean, that look, and you and I have said this for the last few weeks when it comes to George Pickens, and we're going to play some audio from Russell Wilson later on. We might do it in the 7:20 segment when we get into the Cowboys OTA conversation, but that's going to be more shoddy stuff than anything else. We're going to do it. We'll do it around the NFL at the 8 o'clock hour, and then we'll also do an audio dump at the 9 o'clock hour. We'll probably play it then. But Russell Wilson was on the Carmelo Anthony podcast. And, of course, now, as you guys all know, or if you don't know, he's with the New York Giants now. But they asked him about George Pickens being with the Cowboys. And he had – and look, it's Russell Wilson who, you know, doesn't really say anything negative about anybody in the first place. But he's a pretty genuine dude when it comes to when he gives people praise. And I thought he had very high praise. But it also said something very interesting about George Pickens – that if you haven't heard it yet, it's going to fit nicely into why Brian Schottenheimer and the Cowboys front office feel so confident about George Pickens fitting into this new culture that they're trying to build in Dallas.
Yeah, I think they are saying and doing all the right things with George. It seems like he's getting along with CD. Seems like that offense is meshing well. I can't wait to get to some of the audio. If you didn't get a chance to hear it earlier in the day or hear the press conferences from the media availability, we'll be playing that in the 7:20 segment like Frederick just said. Some positive things. I mean, it's only May, right? We're in May?
Is that the month? 2 days left. Was it the 30th?
Yeah.
One more day left. No, I'm sorry. We got, let's see, today is the 29th. So 2 more days of May.
Yeah.
2 more days of May. How was your Memorial Day weekend? I mean, I know you and I were on the air Monday, but it seemed like everything went okay.
The weekend was good. I worked a bunch at my other job. Made some good moolah.
That's all that matters.
And then,
did you see anybody famous?
I'm sure I did. I don't really.
No, see, no. Well, I mean, I say famous. Any athletes?
CEO Fogo de Chao was my first table.
Really?
Yep.
Was he mystery shopping in there or what?
No, it was on his little ticket. CEO Fogo de Chao, chilled.
He put that on his ticket?
No. Okay, when I say ticket, I forget. I'm amazed.
Everybody's wondering.
They give little, like, chits, like, before a table, when a table sits to the server, they have notes on the table.
Oh, wow.
Like, who they are, what they like to eat, especially if they're a high, affluent person.
This is
their weird. Allergies.
So you get like a scouting report of the customer.
For the most part, yes.
Okay.
Literally, I mean, I should have just said it. We get a scouting report on them.
Okay.
And they, you know,
have you ever like had questions about it? Like,
all the time.
I was kind of wondering, you know, I'm a little disappointed with this.
Well, a lot of times it just says like why they're a high level person, just like they're the owner of this or they work for this company. And it's just like, to me, I don't really care. It's not going to change how I take the table. I'm looking for more stuff like allergies, birthdays, anniversary. This person we're surprising with
40 times, that sort of thing. Vertical leap, that sort of thing.
But you know, the ones that you don't need a chip for, it's pretty obvious when Dirk Nowitzki walks in there or when Wandae Thomas walks in there and stuff like that. So, but that was good. And then after we got off the radio on Monday, I drove in the pouring rain to go hang out with my friends.
Yeah,
had a nice Memorial Day with them, and I think that was all I did. And I just drove home. So,
work,
and a little bit of friend time.
That's it. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. That's a solid day. Shout out to my guy, Billy Brown, my East Texas hockey reporter. We put a couple roofs on a couple of his properties this week. But more importantly, it's do or die time tonight for your Dallas Stars. And he has given me the prediction. Let's see. I think he said 4-2 was the score he was looking for tonight for the Dallas Stars to come back in a big way tonight. I mean, look, you got to. I mean, this is it. I mean, there's no more. Like, for as good as this team has been, for as deep as they are, you know, we talked a little bit about during the crosstalk. I mean, I kind of made a joke like, you know, what do you do if you're Pete DeBoer? Is this guy the Marty Schottenheimer? Is he the Marv Levy? Like, is he the Kelvin Sampson? Like, we go on and on about, or, you know, is he going to be in that pantheon of coaches that, for whatever reason, just can't get over that proverbial hump? I mean, they're uber successful, but for whatever reason, just can't win that final championship. And I guess more importantly for, you know, if watching this Stars team over the last couple games, I mean, they've just been outplayed. I mean, it's just, and that's what I just can't wrap my brain around is, you know, the Duchesnes of the world have been non-existent. Wyatt Johnston, for as great as he's been, has been an absolute disaster come playoff time. And let's be real, Mikko, for as great as he looked in the first two series, has given you next to nothing. I get it. Part of that's the other team, and Edmonton's been solid too. But, you know, I think, I don't know if it was you I was talking to or my boy Kip from the gym. They're down, what was it, 2-1 the other night. Empty net, 3 minutes left to go, puck drop on Dallas's end, and Edmonton flicks the puck out, gets ahead of it, boom, scores the goal. And that, to me, felt like you knew you had to score, you had to put a shot on goal, and Edmonton, before you could blink,
is on the other end. Even when you outnumber them, they still look like still, the team that... that has the advantage.
And that to me just felt like a microcosm. This whole series was like, as much as you knew you needed to get a goal, Edmonton still found a way to outplay you.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see if Pete DeBoer makes any kind of coaching adjustments tonight, whether it comes with that third line, switching up some of the rotations, or if he just keeps his status quo and hopes that his players can rise to the occasion. 877-881-1053. What will happen tonight with Edmonton and the Stars? I'm very interested to see if you guys are still on the wagon or if we're...
I mean, we're done with tattoos then, pretty much, right?
If they lose, yeah. I mean, if they come back and win.
I mean, do we feel... I mean, yay or nay?
No,
I think they win tonight.
I'm not going to say I'm done because they haven't lost.
I think they win tonight. I did tell my boy Billy if they somehow find a way to win this series down 3-1... I said, I'll get you a star shirt because I'm just not convinced down 3-1.
And, oh, you'll get them a shirt? If they do this, something the team's never done in NHL history, you'll get them a t-shirt? Come back from 3-1.
Are you convinced that they're going to come back from
3-1? No, I'm not. I'm just saying, if they were, that's all you would get your friend is a shirt?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get them something a little cooler. It's never been done in NHL history. It's not just
what,
like
down, no. What? You mean it's... Wait, no one's ever come down from 3-1?
In the conference finals, nope.
Are we sure about that?
In the conference finals,
I mean, I can't hear what Dylan's saying, but
still hasn't got his headphones.
Still doesn't have his headphones. If you're on the fan cam, he's just kind of fidgeting.
Really?
With him.
No one's ever come down from a 3-1?
I mean, think about in the NBA. It's happened, what, twice?
I don't know. I was thinking about... I mean, I guess the last time I could think of it from happening in a baseball
And remember, I said conference finals. I didn't just say playoffs or finals or first round. In the conference finals.
I mean, I remember when the Red Sox did it to the Yankees in 03, 04, but... I mean, you were five, so I don't
know. So they will, the Stars will make history one way or another. They'll either become the first team to win a Western Conference Finals after going down 3-1 in the series.
Okay.
Or they'll become the first team to reach the Western Conference Finals 3 straight years and never win the cup.
That, I mean,
in those 3 years.
What a kick in the teeth, man.
One of those things will happen I guess tonight. Yeah. One of those things.
Well, not necessarily. Well, one of them could happen tonight.
One of them could happen tonight, I guess. Yeah.
Because you only get one win tonight, yeah. So
not two.
Okay,
two
Blake. I know Fred can't hear us,
even
but
they win tonight. Still two games. Dylan's, left.
Dylan's feeding me information, Fred.
You do feel good though.
God, I can't hear you, Dylan.
You win tonight, then you go to then it's like, look, we're playing with house money. Go to game six. This team has shown it can win on the road, and then you're back here in the AAC. For a game set.
There you go. It's easy. Huh? Easy as Fred
just said.
It's
that simple.
Win tonight and then you're on the road and you're good and then you come home and you win.
Out. Come on.
Okay, Trevor's toloing right now. So
let's get serious for a second. All right, we've got a loaded show tonight because we haven't been on the radio for the last few days. Cowboys OTAs. Obviously, we had some media availability.
I just wanted to let you know you just talked completely over dialogue. Yeah, we're just talking.
Can't hear him. Can't hear him. Give it a second.
Give it a second. He finally got his headphones. 15 minutes into the segment.
Give it a second.
Hey, you hear me now?
Let's go.
Look at that.
Dylan, Dylan, Dylan. What were you saying, by the way? I'm sure it was good.
Trevor was toloing. It's happened one time before coming back from a 3-1 deficit in the conference finals.
Now, Trevor going against my stats, does he have any factual information?
Or is he chimed in just to say you were wrong.
Is he just saying
what he claims.
Well, can you give me the team?
He said the New York Islanders.
What year?
I believe it.
Can we get a year?
I did not get a year.
Let us know. Let us know. Trevor the Creator, 877-81-1053, 877-81-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Text in, let us know. You guys have been on one already.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I haven't seen the text lines light up like this in a first segment since last time we were on. Although Monday was kind of rough. It's kind of a rough show a little bit to get things kicked off, but you know, we landed it. Got off to kind of a rocky start, but we were able to kind of stabilize things. So, nonetheless, somebody asked me, am I still boycotting Starbucks? The answer is yes.
Why'd you say like you're whispering? Are you scared? You said it like you weren't trying to be too loud about it.
No, because I'm being I want to bring it down. Because sometimes when you need people to lock in, you bring it down a couple notches. All right. Because when you're screaming at somebody, it's like, oh man, I'm not really paying attention.
You're using psychology
when you bring
on
it
us.
Down, it's like, hey,
trying to manipulate us, Fred.
Boycotting Starbucks.
Fred, the fatties cannot be manipulated.
I'm not manipulating anybody.
They know
the question was, am I boycotting Starbucks still? And I'm saying yes, I am. Now I hadn't seen the rest of the. I meant to bring my glasses today too. I almost brought my glasses, but then I forgot. So either way, maybe next time. We've got a packed show tonight. I hope you're excited about it because I know I certainly am. We're going to hear from Ryan Schottenheimer.
Wait, you know what? Wait, give me 2 seconds. What team did Trevor say?
Islanders.
Aren't the Islanders in the Eastern Conference?
You never claimed right. Western Conference.
I did. No, he did. He did say. He
said
did
Western
say
Conference
that nobody
finals.
Has ever come back from a 3-1 deficit in the Western Conference Finals.
Oh well.
He did say that.
So Trevor, reverse your text. Mm. Dylan, reverse your brain for accepting that text because I believed you in the moment.
Wow.
And both of you guys are on timeout to the next segment. We're going to talk Cowboys OTAs. Okay, what Brian Schottenheimer had to say about Dak Prescott, George Pickens, and a little bit about Joe Milton next.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-0817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
What a read. What a read. Dylan in the house. It is the Fan After Dark on a Thursday night. Somebody texted in, Tolo D She said, Fred, it sounds like you're saying welcome in DFW. And that's, and she put, you know, W, and yeah, I am. I mean, it's, I drag it out. W. No, I'm not saying W, it's W. So.
Sounds like you're just repeating yourself.
I really don't know how to.
I'm not saying W, I'm saying W.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how to clarify that. Like, what else?
Phonetically.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, welcome in DFW. You know? What do you want from me? What do you want? I'm just one man. I got to give a shout out real quick before we get this thing rocking and rolling. Headphones are in. So we're locked and loaded there. We got Dylon behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s. We got Dave in the house, a.k.a. Blake. We've got Trevor the Creator texting in incorrect information, and then you're broadcasting it to everybody. I mean, what are we doing here, boys?
And don't shoot the messenger.
Oh, I'm shooting the messenger. Shooting. Okay. I need better out of you, Dylon. I can't have you giving out bad info.
Well,
I'm putting that on you.
Not a great start.
I'm putting that on you.
We still got about 3.5 hours, though. We'll fix it.
Here's the thing. Rough start to the segment, to the show. Okay? And look, foul on me, too. Fair or foul. Fred not having his headphones ready to go when the show starts. So that's on me. But you know what? We're back. And we're ready to get this thing rocking and rolling. Shout out to my boy Dan, the transmission man over there off of I-30 and Jim Miller, taking care of me and getting my pick-em-up truck taken care of. So shout out to my boy Dan, the transmission man. If you need your transmission taken care of, go see Dan. He's going to get you hooked up. Tell him your boy Freddie D sent you. All right, coming up next, right now, Dallas Cowboys in the mix, OTAs, Brian Schottenheimer. Now, let me ask you this, Dave. Before we listen to this audio from Brian Schottenheimer, how much do we take with a grain of salt, considering we know for a fact this guy wins the press conference? So do we have to be measured in our approach when it comes to how we receive Shotty's messages?
I think that'd be smart to be measured, but I think you also have to take it for what it is, that he's a pretty good speaker, and I think this is just who Schottenheimer is. I don't think he's putting a front on. So I listened to the press conference without having anybody give me any kind of anything in my ear to tell me to look out for this or that. I just listened to it full sail, and I enjoy what he had to say. And I think this new style of coaching is falling under the correct trees for how this current iteration of the team wants to be coached. And I think it's going to go a lot better than people think. Just as far as how he's received, whether it goes into wins or losses, that we'll have to wait and see, but just how the team receives his message and implements it. Still got to go out there and play football. Still got to do all the things that you need to be a good football team. But I think as far as getting his message across, I think we're on the right track. And as soon as I say that, getting messages across, somehow the Stars are already down 1-0.
Edmonton's already scored, and we're not even 4 minutes into this game. All right, so this is Scotty. This is Shotty wanting the best culture.
Very easy. I want to be the greatest culture in professional sports, and that's saying a lot. I get that. But, it's no different than sitting up here and talking about winning Super Bowls. You know, I mean, there's a standard. The standard is we want to be the best. And will we be the best culture? I don't know. We're going to try.
And so I'm curious, what does the best culture in sports look like?
I think that's something that you don't realize in the moment. It's one of those things like kind of, this is probably a bad example, but...
Well, see, I
feel like other people have to tell you about it maybe 5-6 years down the road when they're retired and they talk about how good of a locker room it was and how banded those guys stay together. Because in the moment, I mean, us as the media only get to see so much unless one of the players starts a podcast. But even they're going to be biased. Like, we're never going to really know what it's like in that locker room, what it's like in team meetings, what it's like in practice, what it's like in the huddle, what it's like on the sideline. It's all us looking from 1,000 yards or information that is given to us for a reason. And I just, hey, George Pickens and Dak were fighting every day. Why would the people inside the building let you know that so you don't know if it's a good or bad culture, in my opinion, until after the fact?
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say you know a good culture when you're in it. And whether that's, depending upon where you work at.
But how do we know? I agree that yes, as the player and the people part of the culture, but how does the...
You're right. I think for us, it'll be a little bit harder to glean. But at the same time, too, though, like, I go back to what Peyton Hendershot said at Super Bowl Media Days last year, right?
The Chiefs is a zoo, yeah.
And
but that was an after fact. That's my point. Like, you don't know until players are removed from and they can speak freely about the culture in the locker room.
Well, no, but I'm saying, but he knew that culture was, but he knew To your
point. But he's also biased. He's no longer on the Cowboys. So how do we know there wasn't some contract talks? It got felt like he did bad and had no problem speaking ill of the Cowboys. Same with DeMarcus Lawrence.
I don't think he was speaking ill of him. He said, look, there was a difference in how the Cowboys go about their business, how the Chiefs go about their business.
I agree. And I think he has a right to say that, but I think we'd be naive to say that there's not a little bit of bias that goes into it. He's on the Chiefs. So he has no allegiance to the Cowboys anymore. It's not as if he was his last day on the Cowboys and said, it's like a zoo in here, even though I know I'm leaving. He was in a whole different place and go, well, that place wasn't really great. Most people, it's not uncommon for people to have ill things to say about their last place of work. Now, it's always not the best, you know, way to go about it, but to each their own. DeMarcus Lawrence, i.e., him in Seattle, saying about how bad the culture was in here in Dallas, and Micah not working hard and worried about the podcast. Like, we hear a lot about this stuff from guys removed, and maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Yeah. I'm not in that locker room every day, so I don't know. But I'm saying those opinions we hear outside of players leaving, they're going to be biased. Whether we agree with them or not, it's a biased view.
Everybody's going to be biased.
Agreed.
I mean, you're gonna be. I mean, Jerry Jones is. I mean, Brian Schottenheimer is gonna be. Biased. I mean, I mean, look.
So I say it's hard to tell.
I mean, look. Well, I mean, look. If you ask Mike McCarthy will tell you, "Hey, I thought the culture was fine last year."
Agreed.
If you know, I mean, Zimmer, it's not my fault that Dak Prescott, you know, ripped a muscle off his bone, and I'm stuck with Cooper Rush.
So what's an indicator for the best culture then? How do we grade that?
I think it comes down to how guys act off the field.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Okay. I think it comes down to
a team with no drama.
I think there's 100% that, right? And I think you just look at how the team performs on the field. Like, are they committing penalties?
Yeah.
Or is it dumb, you know, guys are running in late?
What's it like on the sideline when a bad play happens?
Okay, think of it this way. Now, again, we're think back to, and I can't remember who, it was somebody here on 105 The Fan that was talking about this. When Dak and CeeDee got into it, last year.
Oh, that wasn't great, remember?
Right? And it wasn't some huge, like, blow up.
It was more for us local people.
But from a local standpoint, and trust me, I mean, ESPN aired it, and we saw it on, you know, it replayed it on whatever channel it was on over and over and over again. Good teams with good culture, that doesn't happen.
Or it doesn't leave the locker room if that stuff is there.
Well, look, I'm not, you know, you're talking about, you know, dudes, and it's a high pressure situation, it's slim margins. Out. Guys are going to get heated with each other, but Are you going to see a guy come, you know, is there going to be a third guy that's going to come in there, bring them together, and, you know, is a Clayton Adams going to show up, see those two screaming at each other, come up and say, look, let's get this thing figured out.
Some respect.
Is that, you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
So,
whereas you don't have CD rolling his eyes, walking away, and you know, mumbling stuff, and nobody's saying anything. To me, that's, and I think that, and Shotty was there last year, right? And
but we didn't have much of a voice when he
didn't have much of a voice, right?
So, last thing, then we'll move on to the next quote. Who would be an example for a team with great culture that comes to mind then, that we're kind of grading on? You need to be this version for us to say you're a good example of a good culture.
I mean, I think the Chiefs, I think the Eagles.
I would say the Eagles. Remember with all the stuff that went on with them the last couple of years, their coach on the hot seat, shaving his head, yelling at fans.
I would
disagree that that's a good culture.
Okay.
I'm not saying they don't win. They win a whole lot. But
so
I'm
you think
about
okay, so that's my point.
And the guy at the head of the snake showed that he wasn't a great leader.
He went out and got two. I mean, here's the thing. Because that culture is what it is, they didn't miss a beat. You've been to two out of the last three Super Bowls. No, you're going to tell
not,
me that's
I'm
not, not
see,
a
I'm not. You're talking about winning. I'm talking about zero on the field.
What crappy team has a good culture?
No, that's not my point. You brought up the Eagles, and I said the Eagles are good at winning football games. But when I say
you don't think a good culture leads to winning football games?
I think it does, Frederick. But I don't think, when I think of the best cultures in the league, I don't. The Eagles are not one that even one of the first 10 teams to come to my mind. And then you base it off they went to back-to-back Super Bowls.
We think the Saints have a good culture?
That's not what I'm saying, but are we just going to say the best culture of the teams that have
absolutely.
Won?
I mean, what crap? What, Carolina's got a good culture?
No. You're misconstruing it. I think a team can go to the finals, can the Super Bowl, not have the best culture in the league.
See, I disagree.
How
do you have a bad culture and win?
I don't know. Nick Sirianni keeps finding out a way to do it. I'm not saying that they don't.
I think Nick Sirianni's a better coach than people give him credit for.
You're talking about what they do on the football field. When I'm talking about culture, I'm talking about how they interact with their team, how they interact with the media, how they interact at the press conference. And
that's the main spills gripe, into the field.
But the main gripe about the Eagles has been Nick Sirianni and how he is as a leader, not how he calls plays.
Who's
griping
about it, though?
Plenty of people. I mean, I don't have their names.
Do we hear inside? I mean, but here's the thing. Do Philadelphia people?
Yes.
Have we hit? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Are Philadelphia Eagles
Yes, their biggest
complaining about it?
I just said yes. Their biggest reporter, Elliot Shorepark.
Okay, so because he, and I, we've heard him, by the way.
I'm not saying he's the only
So that guy who by the way, is as boisterous and flamboyant as all get out. So he's the barometer for Nick Sirianni?
You said, is there any people on the Eagles?
Okay, so you named one guy who's a reporter. Yeah. I'm asking you, name me, what have we heard from the football team itself? Where people have complained about Nick Sirianni.
I'm not in the Eagles circle, so I wouldn't personally hear.
My point is, outside of, and look, Philadelphia media is that's a whole nother deal right there.
Mm-hmm. I would not say their culture is the reason that they're winning. I think they have a great roster.
We'll disagree on that because I think they've got a great culture.
2-0.
Okay, 1-1.
No, it's 2-0. The score.
They've scored again. I mean, maybe Casey DeSmith needs to start. Maybe Casey DeSmith needs to be on the ice. What are we talking about right now? Okay, this is Shoddy on the Pickens and Lamb connection.
I think, number one, he's doing an incredible job picking up the system. I talked about his intentionality last week, I believe, just how hard he's working. But there was a play. We're in the red zone, and we're in kind of a spread formation. We hit him for a touchdown. Joe did on a little a bender, like a little skinny post, down in the low red zone, and CD was on the other side. And when CD broke out and he looked back to see where the ball went and he saw George in the end zone, he kind of dragged his toes up. CD was like, yes! So I think his excitement for knowing that we've added some pieces, which will add to the competition, it was cool to see a guy like CD be excited. And those two guys' relationship is awesome. I'm sure you guys have probably done stories on it, but they're spending a lot of time together. I think it's great for CD to have someone like George, not that George is a young player, but someone that GP really looks up to in CD. They obviously have trained some together, but that relationship's really cool. And I'm enjoying kind of just sitting back and watching it develop. And the two of them getting together and spending time with Junior Adams, and it's been really cool and fun for me to watch just how it all is beginning to fit together.
How fast it's okay for Smith to get scored on.
Wow, we talked it into existence here. Now, is Ottinger hurt or is he just? We don't know, but needless to say, Casey Smith is in goal now. 2-0 Edmonton with 12:27 left to go. Is anybody better at the running side conversation with himself than Brian Schottenheimer?
He's great at seeing.
He's the best, bro.
If you didn't know, you would think someone asked a question in the middle of it, and he just didn't get picked up on the mic.
Man, I'll tell you what. I don't know that I've been more excited about a coaching change of teams I follow.
Wow.
Than Brian Schottenheimer.
Are we? I'm asking this not as inflammatory, but just as a question as your friend.
Yes.
Are we being prisoners of the moment, or is this? I know you've had this take for a minute. I'm not saying you haven't, but do you think you're getting caught up in the offseason prisoner of the
100%.
Moment?
100%. Okay. 100%. Look, think about it this way: Mavs aren't playing right now.
They're not.
Okay. Mavs aren't playing.
It is fun building them though. It's almost like.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I think they're playing.
They are. I mean, look, it's going to be, you know, we'll get to the Cooper Flag talk probably next week and, get excited about that after the Knicks get beat. Stars are an embarrassment as DeSmith just gets scored on. It's now 3-0. So
called it.
This is.
We said first 30 seconds
dude,
is going to get scored
this is
on.
Bad.
And it actually happened.
This is bad.
The Edmonton Oilers are up 3-0 in, 8 minutes in?
Bro, barely.
Yep.
And that puck looked just like dribbled in between his legs.
Casey DeSmith comes in. What was that first? Got to be first 15, 20 seconds to get scored on.
Easy.
First possession for Edmonton.
What are we doing?
Right through his legs.
I mean, it's falling apart.
Yeah.
At this point, do we go empty net?
I mean, it'd be like 17-0 by the end of the third period.
It might be at the rate we're going right now.
Look at the players. Oh, they. Don't show me any more close-ups of the players.
This is, seriously.
Show me Miko. I need to see him with like that look in his eyes, like LeBron down 3-1.
Dude.
I need him to...
Anything.
We need some Tyrese Halliburton going on. Do you know that little theory with Tyrese, why he's so good?
No.
They're saying he did some... You know what Hollywood stars do to get like super famous? They're saying Tyrese did the same to get really good at basketball.
You mean to tell me he sold himself to the Illuminati? Is that what you're trying to tell me right now?
That's what people have been joking around and saying. We're gonna need.
You know they say Kanye did that.
We're gonna need. His mom what happened? Come on, that's not even like a theory at this point. This is starting to seem more like facts.
No, it's scary. It's scary. Now I don't believe Tyrese Halliburton sold himself to the Illuminati. I hope not. If anybody died, now his dad did get kicked out of that game right after. They did let him come back.
And Caitlin Clark got hurt.
But by the way. She strained her quad. I mean,
2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks.
People are like, oh, she's going to come back stronger than ever. It's like, bro, she strained her quad.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like three games.
Seriously, she didn't tear an ACL. I'm all for the Pickens and Lamb connection. It's obviously only going to get better.
I love the positivity, though. We haven't had any negative. That's good. At this point, you don't want to be the Patriots.
Now, are you a prisoner of the moment? I know. I already said I am, and I'm here for it.
No, I would say I was a prisoner of the moment of getting up, like not having them in the slumps of they're going to finish as bad as they did last year. This team is terrible because a lot of people had that take this offseason. People are too high on them. I'm trying to middle myself out, but not getting too high. Like, they got Pickens. No one can stop them in the NFC now. They got the best duo. Their offense is going to score 40 points a game. I don't think they're going to be terrible. I don't think they're going to be a playoff contender or a Super Bowl contender, excuse me. I think they're going to be borderline playoff team.
Okay.
Like scraping as a wild card.
I don't disagree with you. I don't hate that take, but I could also see them being surprisingly good this year too. Yeah.
I think they're
I
think their ceiling is 10 wins, even if they play at their best.
I think it's 10-11. Yeah. I think you and I we did our first round of predictions a couple weeks ago. I've got them at 11-6 right now. You had them at 10-7. So you and I are right there. The biggest thing is going to be what that stretch looks like after the bye week.
Yeah.
That's a brutal streak right there. Okay, coming up next, let's keep it up with the Cowboys OTA. Shoddy on the quarterback development, which we think is going to be a huge thing, and as we saw last year, all right, the development of Joe Milton, how important and crucial that could be, because are we certain that Dak is going to play a full 17 games? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Well, that's right. There's no no read here.
Blink if you miss it, or if you missed it, or blinked if you, whatever. You get what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say? Edmonton's kicking the crap out of Dallas right now.
Let's go!
I was trying to be, no! A lot of hockey left, boys. A lot of hockey left. Who scored that goal?
Who do you think it was? Robo. You didn't see his face?
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Here we go. 3-1. It was about time he scored a goal. I mean, hell, it's been a while. There you go. 3-1. 3-1. 8:20 left to go in the first period. Here we go. A lot of hockey left, gentlemen and ladies.
He was the only one that scored last game.
You know what? It's that third period. I was in and out.
Mm-hmm.
I was in and out.
That was a nice one right there. So a high-scoring first period. 4 goals in the first period. Now 3 by Edmonton. Casey DeSmith's in, though. So maybe the Dallas Stars can get the fans back behind them. 877-881-1053. Okay. Are the Stars going to come back? Make your bet right now. No switching sides. Either they're done and Pete DeBoer is going to lose another Western Conference Finals, or you think the Stars still have a chance and our tattoos are still alive.
I say yes, because I want to get a tattoo. So I've been hankering.
See some energy, man.
Yeah, let's do it. Slam somebody
against the wall.
Slash somebody, if that's what it takes.
Especially if they're in front of the goalie.
Slash
Casey DeSmith.
Slash him. Coming up, by the way, we're going to finish up our Cowboys talk here in this first, this last segment of the first hour. 8 o'clock. We've got our girl Karen Brooks Harper, political reporter for the Dallas Morning News. You'd be saying to yourself, Fred Blake and Dylon, why are you having a political reporter come on? We don't want to mix our politics with our sports. I thought we made that clear, and I say, you're right, we don't. But as I told young Blake during our crosstalk earlier today, SB3, Senate Bill 3, has been passed by both the House and the Senate of the Texas legislature and is sitting in Governor Abbott's office waiting to be signed into law. And you may be saying to yourself, what, Fred, what the hell's that got to do with sports? That is a complete ban of all things THC in the state of Texas. And it will affect 8,500 businesses across the state
that sell THCA, Delta 8, Delta 9, any other kind of THC product, whether it's a drink, whether it's a gummy, anything like that. And so it is sitting there, and more than likely, unless there is some sort of injunction and or Governor Abbott vetoes it, which is probably slim to none, and Slim's walking out of town, it's probably become a ban. So we're going to talk to our girl
you
Karen
wanted a
Harper.
Slash. There you go.
Did it just happen?
I mean, he just popped it right in the mouth.
That's it. I mean, get physical.
I think, was it Steel on Kane?
Let's get physical, all right? That's the only way you're going to win this game. Let's get physical.
Sam Steel. Okay, here's a slash right here if you missed it. He got him right in the noggin. Right in the noggin. Done for.
Oh, and it was kind of like he was just bringing his stick up, but it looks like it caught the very end of it, so yowza.
Okay, if the score stays this, 3-1 Edmonton after the first period, do you still feel like the Stars can win that game? Or do you think if the score is a 2-goal differential, you think the Stars are done? Do they have to close this gap, or can they still be 3-1 in the second period? And you still think
absolutely. Okay, absolutely. You've got the dogs, you've got the horses, you've got the ammunition to do this. It's just how bad do you want it? Like sometimes it's just a matter of look. You just got to go out there and just. I need Miko to do something. I need Duchesne to do. Hell, Robo, go out and. I mean, look, I don't care. You've had 3 goals in the last 3 games. Score another one. I at this point, I don't care how you do it. Beg, borrow, steal. Right. I don't care.
Let's get the Quote quotes. What you got for us?
Quarterback development. Obviously, that's going to be a huge item. Look, if it's Dak Prescott, and the one thing we've heard time and time again is that Dak is at his best when he has a legitimate running game. I am of the belief that I think this running game is going to be better this year. I think you've got a better stable of running backs than you've had in years past, your offensive line, and more importantly, unlike Mike Solari, who, you know, we're not really sure exactly what he did here in Dallas, you've got pelts on the wall with Clayton Adams and, what's our boy, Colin Riley? Connor Riley, the new offensive line coach. But two guys who offensive line and running the rock, and really Shoddy too to some extent as well, are all very well versed at running the rock. That being said, obviously your quarterback's going to have to make plays for you. And dare we say, we know what Dak's capable of doing, Joe Milton as well. Let's talk a little bit about this quarterback development heading into 2025.
I think they all are. I mean, I think Dak is in the developmental phase, and that sounds crazy for a guy that's played that much, but like there's things that we're tweaking with Dak, you know, so I don't think it's just for Joe. Joe is a guy that we obviously know all about the talent, but, you know, the system that he came from in Tennessee, you know, created some challenges in terms of just what he has to learn and things like that. But the minute these quarterbacks think that they figured it all out, that's when it's probably time for them to think about doing something different, because the way defenses attack in this league, it makes it almost impossible to ever relax.
Said all the right things, holding Dak accountable the same way he's holding Joe Milton accountable now. Do we all know that Dak is a starter and Dak has less learning than Joe Milton? Yes, but he is doing 100% the right thing as a coach of saying, like, Dak's got to grow too, which he does.
He absolutely does.
Like, he can't get complacent as if he's anybody. I think you would hopefully, you'd act the same. Tom Brady was a quarterback.
Patrick
Be like, oh, you figured it out. You've won a Super Bowl, so just take the offseason off. You don't got to learn anything. These defenses are coming with new schemes. Figuring out your cadence, figuring out your motions, and knowing what play is coming, so you got to switch things up. You can't just roll the same offense out there as you did last year and expect to be great, whether you're Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson or whether you're Blake Bortles and Cooper Rush. You got to change it up. And so I love Shoddy being open and honest with the media about that hey, Dak's going through some things. They talked about changing the cadence today. We're not going to have the here we go anymore, so we'll have a new cadence. And I forgot to mention it when we did the audio of him talking about how good of attitude George has had, George Pickens, to the addition, and how excited CeeDee Lamb was when he caught that touchdown in the back of the red zone. I don't know if we played that part of the audio, but caught a touchdown in the back of the end zone, and CeeDee was yes, and, you know, kind of like jumping for joy, for lack of a better word. It just shows me, kind of just satire way to look at it, he was not messing with Jalen Tolbert. He finally got a running mate that's more like him, that's a go-getter, 50-50 ball guy, knows he's a dog, knows he's a one. It's like he was dealing with Tolbert, but he's like, no, I really got a guy. This is their besties. They're hanging out. We've heard all the stories of them hanging out in drills together and walking off to the side. Tolbert is now closer to the Turpins and the Mingos, and that's his.
He's where he
now.
Should be.
He's a
third receiver, and I think to see to
not that it really matters.
But I'll also say too though.
Just thought it was funny.
The only thing I'll say about this is that, I don't think you're saying this. I don't think he thinks any less of Tolbert, right? Or it's not that he was trying to, you know, work with Tolbert. But at the
what
same
is
time,
going on?
But here's the other thing you got to remember too, though. CeeDee was also dealing with his contract last year.
Yeah.
So I think that had something to do with it as well. And I think, I think that whole situation got off to a bad start.
I'm just saying, you know, when they like ask for quotes or ask about it, you know, you can easily be like, well, I love the whole team. He's like, man, George, man, me and George, I finally got me a dog.
Wait till you hear, and we're going to play we'll play the Russell Wilson stuff here in a little while too. I think the NFL is going to be, I think George Pickens.
You're going to change the NFL?
Well, I don't think he's going to change the NFL, but I think we're going to find out, like, okay, he's gotten a bad rap as far as, yes, is he a little bit, can he be a little bit mercurial at times, or was he in Pittsburgh? Yes.
Mercurial.
But let's look at what Pittsburgh is offensively, all right?
Look at you trying to use some context. Not saying you don't use it. I'm just saying, like, look at you trying to...
I've been saying this for a while, man.
Protect my boy George, not taking the easy route.
Look, I've been saying this since... We talked about that. Look, you and I were on the air the day before the George Pickens trade happened.
There's definitely, and you and I there talked definitely about, was some drama with him. Now, whether how much you believed into that and was like, hey, there's other stuff going around it, or this is who he is, that was up to the user. But there was stuff there. And this is
It was all on the field, though. Look, Tyreek Hill's can be a lunatic on the field. But he can be a lunatic off the field. But here's the thing. Guys like that, you will put up with, because guess what? They're... I'm not gonna say generational, but they're supreme talents.
Yeah.
And say what you want about Russell Wilson, I gotta believe in the right situation, Dak Prescott and what this offense is. I think Clayton Adams and Brian Schottenheimer, I think that offense is going to be better than what we've seen out of Pittsburgh. And oh, by the way, George Pickens has never played with the CeeDee Lamb, and CeeDee Lamb has never played with the George Pickens. These two are going to give offenses, or excuse me, they're going to give defenses headaches. It's just a question of whether or not this team offensively can pounce on that, and who better to answer that than about the scheme than Shoddy.
The first thing I would say is, you know, we want to be physical. We're going to be a physical football team. We will be a physical football team. We're going to be an attacking unit. I think the thing I'm most proud of over the first week, I would say, of phase three and being on the grass and able to run plays against one another, because in phase two you can't, right? You're on separate fields doing separate things, is watch the effort and the intensity of everybody.
I love it. I love it. Last but certainly not least, Shoddy being a first-time head coach asked about... That's not, no worries. This is Shoddy on asking for head coaching advice in his first stint.
You know, I've been thinking about this really my whole life as a professional, what I want to do, but there's things that come up every day. I'm kind of like, okay, I wish my dad was still here. I'd reach out to him. But, you know, the coaches around the league, you know, spending time with those guys at the league meetings, they were great. They've all been a first-time head coach. I think that one of the things that happens is when you build relationships like I've built over my career and tried to do things the right way, that these guys are open and willing to help, and that's great. There's guys like Bill Cowher that, you know, is a close, you know, family friend, was, you know, a huge associate of my dad's. There's guys like that that I can talk to. But at the end of the day, we've got some incredible people in this building that I'll lean on as well, you know, starting with Jerry and Steven and Will. And I talk to other head coaches quite a bit.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it. And yes, I am a prisoner of the moment. I'm telling you right now, I am feeling some type of way about this Brian Schottenheimer experiment and the Brian Schottenheimer era here in the Big D. All right, coming up next, hour number two of the program, we're going to talk some NBA playoffs. And it's been kind of a up and down when it comes to just the overall watchability of these playoffs. But Blake's got a little something in store for, what, top 12 players in the NBA?
Yes, sir.
As per kind of where we're at.
We got to start ranking them now. We got to make some tough decisions. Who's falling out? Who's coming in? And edition 101 of our superstars.
And so we'll do that at 8:20 NBA playoff wise. So you definitely want to stick around for that. But coming up next, Senate Bill Band 3. Some of you might be toking on a pre-roll right now. Maybe you're chewing on a gummy. I don't know. Maybe you're enjoying the Fan After Dark and that's the way you do it. Hey, look, if that's how you get down, and we're certainly here for it. But is the state of Texas trying to ban, and will they ban, all of those products? We'll ask Karen Brooks Harper next. She's been in Austin talking about covering this thing from soup to nuts. What is the next step, and is there any recourse for 8,500 businesses across the state of Texas? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.